Excuse me.
Tight spiral down the left side, up in the air. Catch, Alshon Jeffrey. Touchdown, Bears. You have got to be kidding me. On the deepest edge of the right corner of the end zone.
When did you realize that you were going to be an NFL player?
I don't even know. Actually, I just wanted to be a basketball player. That was my dream.
25 points in the final championship game. Am I right, by Alshon?
That's correct.
What position were you playing?
That year, I think I played the four. I played a little bit from one through four. Like, I always thought just college football. I ain't really thought, man, I'm going to go to the NFL. Then as I could start getting it going and got better, like my sophomore year, I'm like, really, I got a chance. Then my junior year, then I was like, man, the draft's here.
In the 2012 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Alshon Jeffrey, wide receiver, South Carolina.
You gonna come in here and get some points for us? All right, man, that sounds good.
Phil Emery, he feels very strongly about this. He talks about you in glowing terms. We felt Alshon had the best hands in the draft, the best at adjusting to the football, the best sideline and end zone catcher in the draft, dynamic with the ball in his hands, doesn't go down easily.
I really think that sums it up, because I mean, I feel that, like, it's not a draft, it's already, I felt that I'm the best competitor there is. I mean, catching the ball, no matter what, I feel like I'm the best.
I've never seen somebody extend away from his body as well as Alshon does. He's got to have, if it's not the largest catch radius, it certainly is, you know, right up there in the top two or three in terms of, you know, how far away he can reach away from his body and catch the football.
Jeffrey reaches over the top of Skandrick.
Tell me about the stiff arm, because you got one heck of a stiff arm.
I think I'm just taking advantage of my size. Stiff arm, I really didn't do it a lot in college. In high school, I did it a couple times, but I mean, just taking advantage of it, trying not to get tackled.
Best duo in the business. Best duo in the business. Let's go.
What can you tell me about your time down in Florida for 6 weeks with Brandon in terms of specifics? Like, what did you guys do together that helped you today?
I mean, just eating right, just working hard, and just always having a positive mindset. Because, I mean, it's going to be times that you're like, man, I don't want to get up and do this. But you know it's going to pay off in the end, so you just got to continue to grind.
So he pushed you a little bit.
Yeah.
He's very confident. He knows who he is and who he isn't, you know. And, yeah, you're right. He's going to give you just a little sound bite, but in that, you're going to hear a lot. You know, I'm confident. I'm supposed to be here, you know. I'm going to push Brandon. I'm going to make this team better. I'm going to make the play, you know, and I love it. You know, he pushes me, and he's going to extend my career. He's going to make me a better wide receiver.
If you want to be great, even when you get to the top, there's always something that you always can reach. Every day, I think about where I came from, where I am today. Because, I mean, like a lot of people where I'm from don't get to make it out or get to see stuff like I've seen. Like, I'm blessed to see it. So, I mean, that's why I go as hard, because I want to represent for everybody back home. And I know it's a kid always watching me. I want to be like Alshon, but I always tell people I want you to be better than Alshon.